While sports fans are trained on the Olympic Games in Rio, another set of fans are tuned into a different kind of high-stakes competition. At Kia Arena this week, gamers from all over the world converged to watch Dota 2. Jenny Cecilmore was at the event.
Outside Kia Arena, people are gathering for the Dota 2 championships. Izzy Avanezov lives in Seattle, and she's dressed as Bristleback, one of the heroes from the game. She describes her costume.
Warrior-esque. You've got like these nice bracers that have these spines on them. I think the best part of the costume is definitely the back. It looks like an awesome porcupine back. And basically, that's kind of like what he does in game, is that he like does a quill spray, which is really powerful, and it kind of like it attacks the enemies, and it hurts more and more. Like, the more and more quills that he sprays, the more it hurts.
Dota stands for Defense of the Ancients. The strategy of this game is pretty simple. Two opposing teams try to capture the other's base. Think about Capture the Flag when you were a kid.
It's kind of like destroy the flag, in my opinion. Like, you see the flag is attacking you, and you want to destroy the flag. That's the game.
Outside near one of the big screens, there's another hero hanging out on the grass.
My name is Chris Earls, screen name Earthbound Gygus. Basically, I've got these big blue and gold shoulder pads. I've got a big golden helmet with some red gems, a big bracelet. I'm all blue. I'm painted blue.
Earls is dressed as the Oracle.
He's a big guy. He mainly does support work for the team. He heals everybody. He disarms people, and he keeps people alive.
Earls came from New York and says the game has a global following.
Oh, you've got sections that are just strictly people from China. You've got people from Russia, Ukraine, the Swedish, South Korea. You get everyone from around the world. It's neat.
The Dota 2 gaming tournament has been running all week, drawing more than 10,000 fans a day. Players are competing for up to $20 million in prize money. The champion will be decided this weekend. In Seattle, I'm Jenny Cecil Moore for KUOW.